Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Apparently, the most wimpiest adults were part of this most recent survey. 29% of adults in America say they are afraid of the dark. Yeah, right.
Why do you gotta bash us like that?
You're still afraid of the dark?
I'll tell you this much. I am afraid of the dark in certain instances. Okay?
Okay.
Not
go
like,
ahead.
I'll tell you, mate, I'm a little spooked out when I show up for work in the morning. Just because you don't know who's lurking around. It's October.
That's like, I think that's a little different. Afraid of the dark. I'm thinking like in the house, no lights on.
Okay, that was going to be my second point. Say if you're in your own house with no lights on, power's out, whatever it is, you're fine because you know the area. You know the floor plan. You know where you got to go. You know that nothing's going to jump out and scare you.
Hopefully.
What if you went to, let's say, a friend's house?
Okay.
Or, and say like your dog sitting or something. You're there in the middle of the night. Power goes out and you have to like figure out how to get through these unknown hallways, and there's all these doors everywhere. That wouldn't spook you out one bit.
No, I'd pull out my cell phone. I'd put my flashlight
sure,
on.
Okay,
and,
sure. Even with your flashlight. Even you play little.
I'd let the dog out to go to the bathroom.
Investigator, whatever you want to do. That wouldn't. And say they live in like an old. Say like you came to my house. Our house was built in like the very early 1900s.
Okay.
And you came over, and you had to let Rooney out, and you had to like kill some time. And I said, oh, and make sure you do X, Y, and Z, and you kind of have to like make your way through the house to do all these different things.
In the dark, because there's no power?
Because the power went out. Edison was like, whoops, cut the wrong line.
I don't know if I would be like scared of the dark. I think it would like, freak me out a little bit, but I don't think I'd be there like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I can't go in the house.
Not to the point of where you're like shaking or trembling, but like there's a little bit of, you know, kind of, ooh, this is, ooh. Like you feel a little uneasy.
Do you still sleep with the nightlight?
No, but I have a sound machine.
To keep the monsters away?
I think it freaks them out a little bit, yeah.
There was a little bit of a scary situation this morning, and I thought you were involved with it. I'm going to tell you why there were fire trucks at the K-Frog Studios early this morning. Details on that coming up at 6:50 on K-Frog.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Full-blown panic this morning when I pull into the K-Frog parking lot. I pull in. Two fire trucks, lights are on, firefighters everywhere, and we get here really early. Anthony gets here earlier than I do. And so in my head, I'm like, something's wrong with Anthony. We're the only ones, I thought, in the building at this time. So I hurry, I park, I run up there, and the firefighters are out by the elevator, and I'm like, is everything okay? And they're like, somebody's stuck in the elevator. My first thought is it was you. My second thought was, no way, he'd be screaming if it was.
You'd hear me from a mile away.
So I call Anthony. I'm like, is it you stuck in the elevator?
Well, and I thought the same thing because you're calling me. I'm like, Kelly never calls me. There's got to be something going on. I say, Kel, what's up? You're like, are you in the elevator? And I'm in the studio looking around. I was like, I don't think so. Why?
So it turns out somebody else gets here very early in the morning and they got stuck in the elevator this morning. Not funny, but I was thinking, I'm like, man, if Anthony was going to do a bet on sports, today's your day because you had a 50-50 shot of taking the right elevator.
That's true.
And you did.
And they were working on one of them yesterday. One of them was totally out of service. And I wonder, was it that same one?
It was that one.
Oh.
Which, yesterday when I showed up, they had it open and it was all, you know, caution taped off. You could tell they were working on it. But did you notice it was like sitting lower than ground level?
You could see above, like you could see all like the machinery above the actual room itself.
Yeah. And in my mind, I was like, ooh, this is like a scary movie waiting to happen. Then I was like, well, you're late, get to work. So I got to work. And then this morning to come in, I was like, oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, it could very well could have been me. Thank goodness.
You know what though? After all this, we haven't bothered to go downstairs to see if the person got out.
Oh, is that what you don't you want to go see the firefighters, don't you?
I mean, it's not a bad way to start the morning. I'll tell you this, I was glad I didn't come wearing sweatpants today.
You look nice.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast it out on the radio. Try and get you the best advice here in the IE. Just like Sarah, not her real name. Here's what she said. I don't really have a problem, but I wanted to see if you guys could touch on a topic I'm torn on. My daughter is 16 and just got her license. I had been taking her and her friend slash neighbor to school every morning. Now that my daughter can drive herself, I'm conflicted on whether I should allow her to take her friend. Technically, it's against the law. The school is 10 minutes from our house. What are other parents doing about this?
Well, we don't have kids that drive.
No.
So we are not in this predicament. All I can say is the law, right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Nobody wants to do jail time.
I don't think you're doing jail time over taking your friend to school. Maybe a fine.
How many times are you going to do it, though? How many times are you going to get caught? If you get caught once, you get fined. If you get caught twice, then what? You get caught a third time.
You're not getting the death penalty.
I'm not taking it that far. I didn't say you're getting the chair.
I don't know. I feel like this is a little bit of a gray area, and I feel like it really depends on the driver. The driver and the friend. How good of a driver is your daughter? Do you trust her to be responsible in the car with another person? And the friend that slash neighbor that's in the car, is she responsible or he is responsible enough to, you know, not distract your daughter while they're going the 10 minutes to school?
Okay. Is there any other way for the neighbor to get to school?
I don't know. I'm not Sarah.
How come the other parents of the girl who's being taken to school don't also realize, hey, wait a minute, that's against the law. Now everybody's in on this? Both sets of parents?
I mean, come on. When you're a parent and you're like, you'll take my kid to school, I don't have to do another 20 minutes out of my way.
Simplicity's great. I get it. But also, what happens if for some reason the driver happens to be going a little too fast or makes a, you know, breaks some other type of law? Officer comes over. Oh, now there's another something.
That's when you go, this is my sister.
It's snowballing here.
I have a note from my parents. No, don't lie. That makes it even worse.
That's why I stay quiet there.
Okay. What do you think? If you're in this situation and you're the mom, what are you doing? Or are you in this situation with your kids? Are you letting them have other friends in the car with their driver's license?
So I'm saying, no, don't do it. You are on the side of, sure, why not?
I'm saying, yeah, depending on the driver and the friend, if they're responsible enough, I think it's okay.
All right, 1-888-431-3764. Call or text. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Today's DM dilemma, is it okay to essentially break the law? Sarah, not her real name, sent us a message wondering if other parents are in the same situation. Her daughter is 16, just got her license. She had been taking her daughter and her friend to school. Now that her daughter has her license, the daughter wants to take the friend slash neighbor. It's 10 minutes away, and Sarah's kind of torn. Is it okay, even though the law says she can't drive with anybody?
Well, like you had just said, the law says you cannot drive with anybody. How much clearer can you make it?
I get it. And I'm not typically a big rule breaker. But I feel like this could be a little gray area where it's like, you know, it's like a white lie. Not like a lie. It's a fib. Like, you're going 10 minutes to school. If your daughter's responsible, if the friend is responsible, then I might be okay with it.
I like when you do the high voice thing. I'm going to do it too. Well, it's the law, Kelly. So...
All right, Ashley in San Bernardino weighed in, says, we are actually in a very similar situation. I'm okay with it, but I do speak with the parents, and I make sure they're okay with it, and that they know she is a new driver, so if something happens, everybody is in the know.
Okay, here's something that I had not taken into account. Everybody's saying, well, you get pulled over, you could get a ticket. Also, the price of your insurance will also go up.
Okay.
Something I also didn't take into account, which now you're going to be paying more for that.
And I didn't think about that either. And I'm sure insurance for a new driver is already very, very high.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not a risk that you want to take with your kid. Good morning, K-Frog. What do you think about the DM dilemma?
I was 13 and my friend was probably 12, and we were driving to LA on a regular basis. Her mom had a business that required us to be in LA to do deliveries, and they trusted her, and my mom trusted me to go with her. After I thought about it, if we got caught, I wouldn't have been able to get my license till 18. We never got caught, obviously, but I don't think I would let my kids do that nowadays.
Would you with their license, though? If they were 16 and the friend was 16, would you let them go to school?
Yes, if they had a license, it's hard because if they both get caught, then the one that has a license will probably be suspended, and the one that doesn't have a license will probably not be able to get their license for either until they're 17 or 18, so it's kind of hard, actually.
And I think that's where parents are feeling conflicted about, do I let my kid do this or do I not? Brenda in Corona, what do you think about the DM dilemma? Would you let your daughter drive in the car with her friend?
No, I called my daughter out on it. My own daughter did it to me, and I was like, you did what? You mean your boyfriend's mom let you drive him? No, he just got his yesterday. Take two separate cars to go to Blockbuster because that's how long it was. And, you know, just because that mom overruled me and said, oh, you've had your license for 3 months, but my son just got hit today, he can drive you. No, follow the law.
And a lot of people are saying, well, what are you teaching your kid if you're saying it's okay to break this law?
At that early of an age.
Hey, Annika, it sounds like you are in the car. Are you driving to school right now?
Yes, we are.
All right. Did you hear the DM dilemma of this mom, Sarah? She's conflicted about her 16-year-old driving to school with her friend. Would you let that happen?
That's a hard one because I have one that just turned 18. He got his license right about 16. It lasted for a few months, but somehow they always end up with the front of the car. It's just a safety issue for sure, and how well you trust your driver. But yes, it is the law. Technically, they're not supposed to be driving for a full year without friends in the car. So it's a tough one.
We're not going to report you to the police, but would you be okay with your son doing that?
He was a really responsible driver. And for about 6 months, he didn't. And then we allowed him to take his sisters. And as long as you have a note, I think, in the car, they're allowed to do it.
Would you allow a friend, though?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I think it's a...
Annika's trying not to self-incriminate herself.
I promise. Riverside PD is not sitting in here with us.
Well, the funny thing is I'm such a rule follower, but we did allow him to do that, but it wasn't like for far distances.
Okay.
So maybe if there's a limit on how far they're going.
Yeah.
Jessica in San Bernardino, what do you think?
I would say absolutely not. Whether she's 16, even if she's a good driver, she lacks the experience of a seasoned driver, and that includes reaction time. The last thing this child needs is, you know, something to happen to her or her friend, and that it's going to be something that stays with her for the rest of her life.
So you think that window from when they get the license to whatever the period is where they can drive people, you think that is crucial to not have anyone in the car? You're still learning the roads. You're still learning the rules of driving.
Oh, absolutely. And I also think that already at this age, the mom letting her child essentially break the law, what is that going to mean for a future?
Kathy in San Bernardino, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
Well, that's entirely up to her, but if her daughter does get caught driving other kids to school and it's not her siblings, they will suspend her license until she's 18.
Ooh, yeah, so there's a little bit of a risk there if she does it.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the day, and I'm really old, I had to have a note from my mother, and then my sister had to show her school ID.
See, I was going to say, I bet it wouldn't put it past me for the mom to write a note and say, like, it is the sister, but then once you get to the ID portion, then you're in trouble.
Forgot it at home. Sorry, officer.
Yeah, they make fake IDs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just to be clear, I'm not saying do any of this.
Oh, my gosh, you are down a slippery slope, Anthony.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The tea coming out of Nashville is piping hot. I love reading all the conspiracies and stories behind music, whether they're actually true or not. We've heard about the love triangle between Ella Langley, Riley Green, and Megan Maroney.
For the longest time, it's all we talked about.
Okay. Well, this all might be getting brought to light one more time. Ella has a song called Never Met Anyone Like You. This is a line out of that. 'Cause you said it was us till the end. Then you went and hooked up with my friend. Could that have been Megan? And then adding a little fuel to the fire is the artwork for the song Choosin' Texas.
Yeah, if you remember way back when, Megan Maroney went to go to Riley Green's hometown, and there was a shot of them in a almost convertible-like car.
Uh-huh.
Where you had the good-looking cowboy in the driver's seat.
He had his hat on.
And the blonde in the passenger seat. Well, oddly enough, the album art is a drawing of what looks to be exactly that.
There are definitely some similarities. And the PR story that they came up with, I'm like, no.
They said it was inspired by Miranda Lambert getting pulled over with a live kangaroo in the front seat.
That's not a kangaroo.
Which I'm sure the story was real, but I don't think that's what inspired the song.
No. But it inspired our conversation for this morning.
Because I have a pretty good feeling. There have been pictures of Ella and Megan together previously before the whole Riley thing started. Mm-hmm. So I am under the impression that they were friends.
Yeah, they followed each other on Instagram, and then all of a sudden they didn't follow each other anymore. Was it all over a boy? I've heard it happen before, so we want to know from you. How did your ex-best friend become the ex-best friend? Was it over a Riley Green, or was it something else?
I guarantee it was over a boy. Or a girl. I'm not just going to say it's a girl thing. It was definitely relationship status, and I cannot wait to hear these juicy stories. Call or text. I was going to say call or nine. Be whatever caller you want.
Just call us.
1-888-431-3764. Nice tie with the Megan Maroney song right here.
I mean, I might have done this on purpose. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Your ex-best friend did what? We're finding out the stories behind how the ex became an ex when it comes to friends. Much more than just a man. In my case, I would say the last best friend I lost, it was just a case of we grew apart. And there was a time, I think it was about 35, when I was like, you know what? If you're not adding to my life, I don't need to put my time and effort into. I know it sounds really bad, but no.
I completely agree.
My time is limited, and it was one of those, we just grew apart.
As you grow older, you have your own family, you have the kids, everyone has their own schedules. That's hard to still see each other and get together, especially when you're in different phases of your life. When that friend still, isn't married, doesn't have kids, and you're doing this whole new life over here.
Exactly.
Last best friend I lost, that was over a girl.
It was?
It was relationship stuff, yeah. Yeah.
Who?
You don't know him.
I know. Why am I asking I know? What's his name?
No, he was dating a girl, and I was friends with her, and he thought that there was stuff going on with us, which there wasn't.
Oh.
But then later on, there was.
Oh. Ew, but you're one of those friends? You broke?
No. I did.
Code?
No, I did. There was no, it was just a friendly thing. But then they split. And then I was like, okay, now I can.
Now here's my in.
Yeah.
I've been laying the groundwork.
There you go.
While you guys were together. You're terrible. Mindy and Idlewild, how did your ex-best friend become your ex-best friend?
I was getting married and I was the bride and she was the maid of honor. And she wanted to wear Halloween pumpkin nails to the wedding, and I said no, and then later I was like, let's just all be neutral colors. She ended up doing it anyways, and I still was like, okay, whatever, that's fine, but then she never talked to me after that.
Over her nail color?
Over nail color.
Well, I mean, this is your day. These are pictures that are going to hang on your wall forever. She can't just ditch the pumpkin for a day?
Well, I guess not, but I figured I could just photo edit them out, So I'm like, yeah, I don't care, whatever.
Even better, you just edited her out of your life completely.
Yeah, that works out.
Did you, miss her after the fact, though, or was it one of those ties it was like, this was a long time coming?
No, I did miss her, because I knew her since, high school, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We're good now.
Make new friends.
Make new friends.
Friends with normal color nail polish.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, though. Making friends when you're older is a little difficult.
Oh, it's tough.
Yeah.
But even having those friendships that last a long time like that, I mean, that's rare, too.
My husband, he still hangs out with at least 4 or 5 guys. They've known each other since, junior high.
That's pretty cool, though.
Well, it is. It's really cool. Except for every time they get together, it's all glory stories. I'm like, okay, we heard this. 714 texted and said, my old best friend stole my debit card, then spent money. When I confronted her about it, she lied about it.
that friend might have a problem.
That's a friend you need to get rid of. Sounds like there is some trouble brewing in Nashville. Ella Langley has a song out called Never Met Anyone Like You. Take a listen to this line. 'Cause you said it was us till the end. Then you went and hooked up with my friend. Now, couple that line with the artwork for her new song, Choosin' Texas, that looks a lot like the viral picture of Riley Green and Megan Maroney.
That's right, sitting right there in the car next to each other. And I have a feeling Ella and Megan were friends at one point, and sounds like somebody split them up.
And sadly, we're hearing lots of stories of a man getting between best friends. Kimberly in Ontario, what's the story behind your ex-best friend?
Oh my gosh, we grew up together. We were best friends since we were really small girls. And when I turned 19, I got pregnant. And I had my first child when I was 20. And she was super excited to meet my baby. I was super excited for her to meet my baby. But I had one requirement because I had read all the social media, heard all the stories, whatnot. She had to get a flu shot. And she did not want to get that flu shot. So I said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait until my daughter gets vaccinated. And she never wanted to talk to me again. And to this day, I still kind of regret listening to all the, you know, the stories on that stuff because I miss my best friend from childhood.
Have you thought about reaching out to her?
I have, but I see her on social media sometimes. We're not friends on Facebook or anything, but I have seen her profile and she looks so happy. And I'm just happy for her. I guess I just don't want to ruin what good things she might have. I don't know what kind of feelings that'll bring up. And I just want her to be super happy and have the best life. But I definitely miss her.
Okay. Aww. I think it's time to reach out.
Yeah. Give us her number. We'll reach out.
We'll talk to her.
I don't even have her number. Social media, though.
We'll friend request her.
Find her. That's totally fine. But if she's looking that happy and you do miss her, I think life's too short.
Yeah.
Reach out. Tell her how you're feeling. Bury the hatchet. Just be friends again. I guarantee you she'll welcome you back with open arms.
Yeah, because everybody looks happy on social media. Maybe she still is really sad that she lost her best friend, too.
Maybe. You know what? Maybe I will reach out. Maybe I'll just give it a shot. Say, hey, it's been a long time. I screwed up a long time ago. It's been 10 years. What do you want to do?
When you do that, can you reach back out to us and let us know how it goes in all honesty? Can you please?
Of course. I had to call and let you know that it's not always over a boy.
Well, hey, we are pulling for you. Go get your best friend back.
I will go get my best friend back. Thank you.
Woo! I'm so emotional right now.
That's why I'm not looking at you. I'm starting to cry.
I'm on my way to work. Now I got to go clean up my makeup. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.